Ireland. Left-wing independent candidate Catherine Connolly has won Ireland's presidential election, securing a decisive 63% of the vote to defeat her centre-right rival, Heather Humphreys of the Fine Gael Party. The 68-year-old was officially declared the winner on Saturday evening after all 43 constituencies completed their counts, bringing an end to a closely watched contest. Humphreys, who received 29.5% of the vote, conceded earlier in the day and congratulated Connolly on her victory. "Catherine will be the president for all of us, and she will be my president. I really would like to wish her all the very, very best," Humphreys said in her concession statement. Deputy Prime Minister and Fine Gael leader Simon Harris also congratulated Connolly, saying she would serve as president for all this country. He added that her success will be Ireland's success, in a message posted on X, a former barrister and independent lawmaker since 2016. Connolly has been known for her outspoken criticism of Israel's actions in Gaza and her strong advocacy for social justice. Her campaign received backing from left-leaning parties, including Sinn Féin, the Labour Party, and the Social Democrats. Connolly's message resonated strongly with younger voters, many of whom supported her firm pro-Palestine stance and progressive policies. The election featured only two candidates after Fianna Fáil's nominee, Jim Gavin, withdrew 3 weeks before polling day following the financial controversy. Prime Minister Michael Martin, who had supported Gavin, did not field another candidate. While the Irish presidency is largely a ceremonial position, the role carries significant symbolic weight, representing the country abroad and serving as guardian of the Constitution. Connolly will succeed Michael D. Higgins, who has held the office since 2011 and completed the maximum 2 7-year terms. She will be Ireland's 10th president and the third woman to hold the post.